Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline on WBAL, and we're joined now by one of our all-time favorite guests, and a couple of times a year, we get into sports video games, and our expert is Paul Charchian. Charch, what's going on?
Good to talk to you. It's always a pleasure to chat with you and talk about some of the big sports video games. I mean, this is a huge part of the video game industry, as big as like Call of Duty is and Battlefield and these other things. These sports franchises get come out every year, incredibly popular.
As you know, Charch, I only play sports video games. It's been that way for me and my geekiness for a long time. Just rotated annually, you know, semi-annually, really, between Madden and whatever the in-vogue baseball video game is of our time. And right now, MLB The Show has held that mantle for some time.
It has. And what's kind of frustrating, and I think there are a lot of people who feel this way, you know, Major League Baseball has limited the number of companies that it allows to license its teams and its players to. So it's just two companies. It's Sony, which makes MLB The Show, and they make it only for the PS3 and the Vita. And then there's 2K, the other company that's got a license to it. And with only two, there's not a lot of competition out there. And unfortunately, one of them's really, really good, and one of them's really, really bad. So it doesn't give a lot of users outside of the Sony platform any good options. Well, any good options.
I bought MLB The Show a couple of weeks ago. I've played it twice now. I'm very impressed. I think they've improved it some from last year. I thought hitting was very, very difficult last year, and this year it's a little easier. But I find throwing the ball in the field this year very difficult.
It's harder. The timing has been ratcheted up, and it's not very forgiving. You know, if you get the timing wrong on your throws, you're going to be asking your first baseman to stretch off the bag potentially. Now, what you mentioned, what you alluded to with the easier hitting, I thought was the biggest downfall last year. I thought the hitting was downright grueling. And this year they've offered a much needed beginner mode that helps ease people into MLB The Show 13. The game starts by having pitchers throw fastballs down the heart of the plate. If you're struggling with that, they'll slow it down. They'll give you off-speed stuff down the middle of the plate. And then once you start kind of catching up to the fastballs and you're hitting it, you know, knocking it around, they'll start giving you curveballs and they'll start expanding, you know, the radius of the throws around the plate a little bit. So the beginner mode really helps those people that have struggled with the hitting component of MLB The Show in the past. And frankly, I include myself in that. I love these games. I've always felt like that was the hardest part. As you know, Brett, you've got like us, much like real hitters, you have like a third of a second to decide if you're going to swing and where you're going to aim your bat. And it's always been a big challenge.
Paul Charchian from KFAN in Minneapolis with us here on WBAL, also our video game expert. And, you know, I thought it was really interesting. I forgot the exact tagline, but MLB The Show has just taken it right out of EA Sports mantra for all these years with sports video games. Essentially, for EA Sports, it was, if it's in the game, it's in the game. Oh, and MLB The Show is now, it's so real, it's unreal. That's the same line, just said a different way.
It really is. Although, you know what? It's really true. It's really, really good. I mean, the little nuances that MLB The Show does so well. I mean, little stuff like, you know, let me give you an example. You need to have your animations sync up. This is it's a game of inches. The old hyperbole, you know, baseball's a game of inches. Well, they say that about football too, but whatever. You know, the timing is so particular, right? You know, you can watch a close play first in slow motion, and it's got to get the animation exactly right with the call. If the ump's going to call it an out by just, you know, a hair, then the ball needs to hit the glove by just a hair ahead of the runner, you know, hitting first base. Getting all that stuff to time out, just these little tiny things. It's just all the little things that MLB The Show does so well that you take for granted, but it makes it feel so much like a real game.
It's really impressive, and I was very, very, very down on Madden last year, Paul. Very down on it, and I'm not even sure for the first time in probably 15 years if I'm going to get it come the end of summer.
Yeah, you know, the Madden, they rebuilt the whole Madden engine last summer, and it feels like they took a big step back in the hopes of taking a big step forward this coming year, and I expect that they're going to have, if the engine is, you can see foundationally the Madden engine is going to be better, but they had to strip out a lot of stuff when they rebuilt this engine, and I'm optimistic that this year's version will be better because the underlying physics engine that they rebuilt has a lot of promise. But in year one, last year, it wasn't that good.
It wasn't. It was very disappointing. Probably only got around to it a few times for me personally, which is extremely rare. It's an all-time low, I can say, in some time. But very enthusiastic about this MLB The Show. For the first time in a long time, the Orioles rated highly coming out of a video game, and that's pretty exciting for us here in Baltimore.
No, yeah, how about that? It's you've got, you know, it was the most talked about team for most of last year, and so there's a lot of reason to actually want to play your own team, which is fantastic. I mean, everybody wants to do that, right? You know, whatever town you're in, whatever your favorite team is, you want to be able to play as those guys first and foremost. Now, if you're an Xbox owner and you're stuck with MLB 2K13, you may just, you know, want to skip playing the Orioles or anybody else. A total disaster for Xbox owners. It's the only game you can buy, and it's as broken as almost anything that you'll ever see hit retail. I'll give you some examples. Fielders, your second baseman will field the ball. He'll stand there for 2 seconds while the runner runs right in front of him. Doesn't tag the runner, doesn't throw to second. He'll just stand there. On a bunt, the catcher will charge the mound and then turn and fire at first base after the runner's already there. The second baseman will dive for balls that Manute Bol could not reach. It's ridiculously bad. Upon striking out, the game will run the animation that would normally be like hit by pitch. You know, the player wince in pain after a strikeout. It couldn't be more absurd. Umpires are running into players. Balls will magically move like right through player bodies. It's just MLB 2K13, total wreck, Brett. And if you're an Xbox owner, that's only baseball game, and you've simply got to avoid it.
But on PS3, you have an option for either one, correct?
Yes, you do, and you would only want to get The Show.
You'd only want to get The Show, which is only available right now on PS3. And Andrew McCutchen of the Pittsburgh Pirates on the cover of that game. It's outstanding. I think it gets a little better every year. You can even tell how good they become with MLB The Show. Their commercials are outstanding now.
It's amazing. The commercials look all, you know, if you're not paying close attention, there's a temptation to think the commercials are just regular commercials. They're not even computer animated. The graphics are so ridiculously good in these. And it's come a long, long way since the days of, you know, in television baseball with like three guys running around and, you know, a square bat. And all that.
RBI baseball, baby. Ken Griffey Jr. baseball. I mean, we've come a long way in the baseball video game.
Absolutely.
And finally, Charge, would EA Sports ever jump back into taking up a baseball video game?
Yeah, you know, I hope so. You know, but EA Sports is not infallible. As you mentioned, Madden has been inconsistent. They've simply left their NBA license. They've got it. They're paying an NBA license, and they don't release a game because the game's so bad. And so they're paying for an NBA license that they're not even using. So, you know, while we all would like to see Electronic Arts get back into the business of having a baseball game, you know, I'm not optimistic, and as far as I know, there are no plans in the works, meaningful plans in the works, to get back into baseball for Electronic Arts.
And finally, Paul, we'll end on this. What I really enjoy about MLB The Show, if you're a franchise geek like I am, and I know people love the Road to the Show mode, and it's awesome, but if you're a franchise guy, the realistic nature of it with budgets and minor leagues and free agency and trades, it's really, really good at all those things.
Yes, and I'll mention this year, new to MLB The Show 13, franchise mode, much improved trading AI. So you're not going to have to wade through all those crap trade offers, and they're not going to accept all the fleecings that the other GMs aren't going to accept the fleecings they used to in the past. So it's less, you know, there's less drudgery, and the trade offers you get are much better, more realistic trade offers, and I like that component to it.
Paul Charchian, our video game expert. Paul, have fun, enjoy it, and we'll catch up soon. They'll talk about college football Madden around the corner.
That sounds great. We'll talk to you in the summer.
That is Paul Charchian from KFAN in Minneapolis, Minnesota, our video game expert, and we're back with more next year on Sportsline.